We are at Victorious Festival 2023. It's Lily Park and Josh Bowness. And I have come over to the Kids Arena and come to see our lovely friends at Portsmouth Pride. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, morning. The sun is finally shining.
Yeah. Just. I think there was a lot of rain this morning, but we've got a bit of sunshine now. So I'm pretty pleased with that. Here with Tally and with CP from Portsmouth Pride. How has your first day at Victorious been?
Yeah, the first day was really good. This is CP's first time doing Victorious with us, so it's interesting to get a different perspective. The Friday was busier than normally it hasn't been open, so it was busier today for us, and we're looking forward to a big long weekend of just engaging with people and having a wonderful opportunity to speak to so many young people and parents and teenagers. It's great. How have you found it?
You know what, I think actually it's been the really nice thing that as Portsmouth Pride has grown so much in the last kind of 18 months, 2 years, we're able to do more and more events like this. Like Tally said, it's my first time being able to come here and volunteer, and there's 7 of us here each day, but we've also got 2 of our team up at Manchester Pride, we've got people over at Southampton Pride as well, because it's all the same weekend, and it's just really nice to be able to kind of spread across all of the major events that we've got in the country, including Victorious.
Tell us a bit more about your partnership with Victorious, because you guys have been here for quite a few years now. Tell us about that and what that means to you.
It originally started out as a community partnership. They gave us an opportunity to engage with people and kind of spread the message of pride and inclusivity and what it is that we wanted to demonstrate with our event. And that has continued to grow. And now, yeah, they're one of our major partners, one of our 4 main partners. And that really gives us an opportunity to not only deliver our main day event, but also, as CP said, to undertake the outreach event, to go to other prides, you know, just to spread the message, be present and show LGBTQ plus individuals up and down the country that Portsmouth is an inclusive city and, you know, we're here and we're queer and we want to be seen.
And why do you think it's important to be able to have a community group such as yourselves represented at a pretty big festival? I mean, this is one of the largest metropolitan festivals in the country.
You know, it's actually one of the really nice things of Victorious, and as Tally said, with building the partnership, we've been working with them on a kind of community level for a couple of years, and now more and more on the partnership level. And working with some of the really experienced team here, they're providing so much support to us in infrastructure, in value in kind support, in advice and guidance as we prepare to bid to host UK Pride in 2025. They're supporting us with our event control planning, and they're supporting us with our infrastructure and our logistics, and any challenges that we've got, they're absolutely amazing for. And they're doing that with more than just Portsmouth Pride, they're doing that with so many different community groups. I work for another charity in the day as my day job, and we're talking about having free space here again next year. I think somebody said 60% of the Kids Arena is local, whether that's the suppliers, the partners, the charities, the businesses that are here. It's all local, and Victorious is still, even though now it's what, 180,000 to 200,000 person event, still has that local family feel, and that's what's really magical about Victorious.
I love that.
Yeah, it is, yeah, exactly what CP said, and it's amazing that they champion the local community, the local charities, and give us a voice in a space where we can engage with so many people outside of our city as well. And as they've grown, they've brought everyone with us, and that is, you know, truly inspirational and aspirational for us.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and all the very best.
Yeah, thank you.
Portsmouth Pride.
Thank you.
Thank you.